Right, coming up, more World Cup widows. After 6 o'clock tonight, if you've been completely ignored by your partner since the World Cup started, we'll try and get him home to see you tonight, all right? I'll try my best.
Wake up with Miles. Get home with Mills.
All right, Chopper?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Baking in the heat.
Very good. And Lloyd, our 10-year-old football expert off of Oswald Street, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Scott.
You're right.
Well, thanks, how are you?
I'm very good. I hear that you're on the front page of your local newspaper tonight.
Yeah.
Is that the Shropshire Star?
Yeah.
Did they come round and take pictures?
Yeah, they did.
Do you feel famous?
Yeah, I do.
How do you think the football's going then? What about last night?
They did well last night. Especially Australia. They came back from 1-0 down at half-time to win 3-1.
Wow. Now, Lloyd, you're teaching me everything I need to know about football at the moment. You are our resident football expert for the World Cup.
I am.
However, Chopper, you don't think I'm learning much, do you?
Well, I think everything that you've learned so far has been a little bit superficial. And I kind of want you to really get into the meaty facts of it.
Shut up, Chappers.
Yeah.
You start on me.
Chappers.
What?
You needn't come back to England.
Why is that, Sunshine?
Because I'm here.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
A lot of people think that maybe Lloyd could take over your job. What do you think about that, Lloyd?
Yeah, that'd be much better than Chappers doing it every day.
Do you reckon? Now, you sent me a...
I'm starting to hate this feature.
You sent me a little challenge, didn't you, Chopper, yesterday?
I did, yeah. I wanted you to go into a public place, I don't know, a bar, a supermarket, a cab, a toilet, anywhere, and start a conversation about football with a complete stranger.
And I have done that.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, no.
I'm going to play you what happened next after Pussycat Dolls. So we have Lloyd, our 10-year-old football expert. All right, Lloyd?
Hello.
And Chappers in Germany. And Chappers, you sent me a task to go and use the knowledge that Lloyd has taught me and have a conversation with a complete stranger about football. Would you like to hear what happened?
There's part of me that's already cringing at the thought of hearing this, but I would love to hear it.
Please. Right, you should feel quite proud of me because I didn't just speak to one stranger about football.
Right.
I spoke to two complete strangers about football, the beautiful
okay.
game. Right.
Bring it on.
I don't think the first one went particularly well, but this is just to warm you up. See what you think of this.
All right, mate.
All right, yeah.
How you doing, all right?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, not bad, yeah. Did you know there's been, so far there's been 27 goals in the tournament?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's true that.
It's true, yeah. Yeah.
I'm keeping, tally of all the scores, so a bit of an interesting fact for you there.
That's it, yeah.
That was me in the pub earlier.
Do you know what, Scott? Can I just point one thing out?
Right.
You don't need to put on a lower voice when you talk football.
Right,
you don't
mate.
Have to. Oh, right, mate.
See, what happened there? I think I went in with the killer fact too soon. I should have warmed him up a bit. You know what I mean?
It was a good fact, though. It's
Thank
a good
you.
Fact.
Well, that's Lloyd.
I think it just overwhelmed him a bit, you know?
You came up with that one for me, didn't you, Lloyd?
Yep.
See, that one worked. Kind of. Anyway, so I learned from my mistake, and
right.
then I went over to an Irish bloke who was always in that pub, right?
Okay.
You know, in your local, there's always someone that's there all the time, every time you go in?
Yeah.
However, maybe they think the same about me. Maybe we just so happen to be timing our visits together. Anyway, this bloke is always in the pub, so I thought, yes, he's going to be my man. Let's do it.
All right, mate.
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Fine.
Right, that started well.
That's a good start. Again, yeah. The lower voice. All right, mate.
Yep. Anyway, so I decided to warm up a little bit.
Did you see the match yesterday?
Which one?
The one that kicked off at 8.
I did, actually. Yeah. That was... It kicked off at 8 o'clock last night.
Who was it?
Who was it? Neither of us could actually remember who was playing at all. So, eventually...
It must have been like talking to a mirror at this stage, I would imagine.
Well, you know when you're just sat there and you're thinking, I don't know the answer, but I know he's going to come up with it eventually. Who was it? It just didn't happen. Anyway, so eventually we both worked out that it was Italy.
Right.
And then we had a lovely chat about Italian tactics.
So Italians done the usual trick. Once they got the first goal up, they start playing defensive again.
Yeah. They always play that, don't they?
Oh, the opposite.
They always do that, don't they?
That was good. That sounded very knowledgeable.
Kind and knowledgeable, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I go in for the kill with the fascinating facts.
Did you know there's been, apparently there's been 27 goals in the tournament so far?
Possibly, yeah, because I am actually... Well, I used to keep all the scores at home.
Yeah. So,
Did you hear that?
My wife's keeping all the scores at home.
Yeah.
So he's in the pub all day, watching every single football match, while his wife sits at home, filling in his war chart for him. Eventually...
That is the perfect relationship, seriously. That man has the ideal relationship.
Eventually, he staggers home from the pub, and his wife's got all the stats on the wall for him, all neatly done out.
Brilliant.
Now, at this point, Lloyd, I tried another one of your facts, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Shrek fact that you told me?
Yep.
Right, well, I put it into practice in the pub early. Have a listen.
You know, Wayne Rooney? Do you think he looks a bit like Shrek?
No.
A little bit?
No.
Lloyd? You promised me he looked like Shrek. This man watches football all the time in the pub.
He does. That man who watches football is a plonker.
Right. Well, then I tried to use another one of your fascinating facts. Have a listen to this.
You know Rio Ferdinand?
I do.
Yeah. Do you not think he looks a little bit like Jar Jar Binks off Star Wars?
Who the hell is Jar Jar Binks off Star Wars?
It's just like Rio Ferdinand.
I do know Star Wars, I've never heard of Jar Jar Binks.
He was one of the newer ones. So.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I only know the old ones.
He's just wrong. It's not me.
Maybe that bloke's wife fills in his Star Wars sticker book and collects the Star Wars figures in their house, so that's why he doesn't know who Jar Jar Binks is.
Yeah, he leaves that to her. Right, so Lloyd, who's playing tonight?
Croatia and Brazil.
Yes.
France and Switzerland.
Right.
Thierry Henry plays for France and my mum fancies him.
Okay. All right, Lloyd, well, listen, I'll promise I won't watch Big Brother tonight, all right?
Okay.
Promise?
Promise.
Yeah, I'll speak to you tomorrow, alright?
Love you.
Love you, bye.
Wake up with Moyles. Get home with Mills.